Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and I'm speaking today with Ewan Downie, CEO and Director of I-80 Gold Corp., traded on the Toronto Exchange under the ticker IAU, and traded on the NYSE, just uplisted to the big board, under the ticker IAUX. Ewan, it's always great getting you on the show to get an update on I-80 Gold Corp., and I guess let's start off with the uplisting to the big board exchange. Tell us how that happened and how that may open up some liquidity for U.S. investors.
I-80 is a 100% U.S.-focused company. So when we initiated trading about a year ago, we immediately worked on an application to apply for the big board on the New York, as we expect to become in the next several years one of the largest gold producers in the United States. So it was a pretty important day, and it took us just over a year from when we started trading. And today I actually saw that most of our trading is on the New York. So we're starting to see the volume increase on the NYSE as well.
Well, it's exciting for the company and probably exciting for our audience, as I know we have a lot of U.S. investors. So definitely check out that new ticker for I-80 Gold. I guess, Ewan, just to give people a sense of the company, let's take a step back real quick and maybe spend a minute breaking down, you know, that you have four different projects, mostly focused in Nevada, and you've put this company together in a reasonably short amount of time and have a big growth profile in front of you. But walk us through, from a high level, how you want people to think of I-80 Gold Corp.
I think we want investors to see us as one of the, in the small tier producer sector, which we are right now, one of the companies that has the most significant production growth profile over the next several years. We're actually, by the end of this year, we expect to be in production or in construction at four different mine sites. And all of those facilities will be built out over the next 2 to 2.5 years, ultimately to see our company producing well over 250,000 ounces of gold and processing all of the material at our central Lone Tree processing complex.
Well, right now, I know that it's a ramp-up process, and as you grow from 2022 to 2023 to 2024, you really have the ability to almost double the amount of gold produced each year, even going into 2025. So there's some exponential growth in production. Right now, can you let people know where is the production coming from currently that you'll see for 2022?
For 2022, we have some residual leach material at the Lone Tree site that is producing gold for us. And in late 21 and early 22, we completed the mining of the Ruby Hill open pit. And that material was stacked on the leach pad, and we achieved our first production in company history in Q1. So here in Q2, we should see an increase. But more importantly, we've been in development at the Granite Creek project for the last, it's been about 8 months, and adding additional levels and development work such that we started mining here earlier in the current quarter. And the expectation is we will deliver our first material to Nevada Gold Mines at the nearby Twin Creek site in approximately 1 month. So that will see our production in Q2 start to ramp up, mostly in the fourth quarter, and ramp up even further next year. And as you said, we do have a plan to essentially double production year on year for the next several years to become one of the small mid-tier producers. But internally, we're working on a five-year plan that we hope sees our production grow to nearly 500,000 ounces over the five-year period. So technically adding about 100,000 ounces per year in our production, I think we're one of a kind when you look at the company in that light.
Yeah, Ewan, and a lot of people say they want to be in growth-oriented gold producers, and that seems like a lot of growth to me if you're going to stick to that plan and strategy of doubling production really almost every year for the next few years, all the way up to potentially half a million ounces of gold per year production, let's say 5 years out. Let's dive into Granite Creek real quick, because you mentioned that you will be ramping up the mining there in the fourth quarter and then moving into next year. Is that a combination of open pit and underground, or where is the ore coming from? And then are you exploring around Granite Creek to keep expanding it, or do you already have a good sense of the resources there?
No, we completed initial rehabilitation of the underground workings in late 21. We started developing on several levels, or on several production phases late in Q1 of this year and in Q2, where we've moved into the OG zone, which is the primary underground area for mining over the next couple of years. And what was really key for our company when we signed the deal to acquire the Lone Tree processing facility, we knew it was going to take at least 2.5 years to initiate that restart. And it was important for us to get processing earlier, and we were fortunate to have negotiated a really good deal with Nevada Gold Mines that will result in them processing up to 1,750 tons per day of our material under our interim agreements until such time as we start our own autoclave facility. So that's letting us ramp up the development of that deposit on an expedited pace. It's 100% underground, very high grade. We're expecting the grades to be in around 10 grams, hopefully exceeding 10 grams. And the material will start to be processed probably later in the third quarter, such that in the fourth quarter is when we're really going to see the ramp up of actual production hitting our books. In terms of exploration, we're having pretty tremendous exploration on that project. Our deepest hole drilled to date under the OG zone hit three high-grade intervals. The first was 13 grams over 13 meters. The second was just over 20 grams over 7.5 meters. And the third was more than 10 grams per ton over 17 meters. So very impressive width and grade, demonstrating that deposit is completely open at depth. Later this year, we will be doing some additional step-out beyond that hole to continue expanding at depth. But more importantly, in 2021, we discovered what we call the South Pacific Zone, immediately north of the workings. In 2021, we drilled approximately 20 holes, I think it was 16 holes into that horizon. I think all but one intersected better than 10 grams per ton, so it's a very high-grade deposit we're delineating. We just announced about 2 weeks ago some additional step-outs at depth and underground. Again, the grades all exceeded 10 grams, and we're up to 16 grams per ton. So it's looking like it will become a very material increase in our resources at Granite Creek over the next year or so.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see high grade in Nevada and over reasonable intercepts where it's just economic to mine. And it's great that you have that relationship with Nevada Gold Mines for them to process your ore. For people that aren't familiar, that's a JV between both Newmont and Barrick where they're operating in Nevada. But I think it's important to highlight the acquisition that you made of the Lone Tree Processing Center and just how flexible it is there. You'll have your autoclave, you'll have the CIC circuit, the flotation circuit, and you have leach pads there. Ewan, you can essentially process almost any kind of ore that you would find or that even neighboring companies would find at that processing center. So just walk us through how that's a key hub for the whole company moving forward.
Yeah, well, this was one of the four processing facilities that Nevada Gold Mines owned in Nevada. Nevada Gold Mines is by far the largest producer in the state. When Newmont and Barrick combined their assets, it produces more than 3 million ounces a year. But they had one processing facility under care and maintenance, and we were able to negotiate a deal whereby we've acquired that site. The heap leach is producing right now. We have over 7 million tons of capacity remaining on that heap leach pad. And we expect to start developing the Brooks and Buffalo Mountain projects later this year, so that the first production we actually expect to see from that complex will be from the heap leach pad as we start to develop those small, they're small open pit operations, but we expect them to be quite profitable owing to their proximity to the existing heap leach and the fact that we don't need to build a new heap leach. It's already permitted, it's already built, the power's there, the gold production facilities are all there. And then we expect to start ordering long lead items and other parts that we need to restart the autoclave. And ultimately, sometime in 24, it's our goal to start that facility. It has a capacity of approximately 1 million tons a year. So with the build-out of McCoy Cove that is currently in construction, and we expect to start the development of Ruby Hill later this year, we expect that in 2025 we'll be running that facility, hopefully at its million-ton-a-year capacity, running about 0.3 ounces per ton. So it should produce a lot of gold for us. And then, as you mentioned, it also has a 1.8 million ton a year flotation circuit that currently we don't have any projects to feed. So we will be on the lookout for a project that's suitable to utilize that part of our facility, because that would just be another opportunity for us to grow our future production and really capitalize on the infrastructure that we acquired.
Yeah, it gives you the ability to potentially even do some toll milling for other companies, or just find new deposits through acquisition that you could use to feed the beast there at the flotation circuit. But exciting that you touched on both the Buffalo Mountain and Brooks and the McCoy Cove that will be feeding into both the heap leach side of things and the underground mining side of things at the autoclave. You also brought up Ruby Hill, and some people have, and we're going to get into the exploration results you've had at Ruby Hill, but some people have smacked the company saying, oh, some of that ore is refractory, but maybe they don't realize that you can process refractory ore at that Lone Tree Processing Center. So maybe you just speak to that. For those worried that some of these great drill hits you've had at different projects have refractory ore as part of it, just speak to how that's not a problem for you guys.
Yeah, so refractory ore is actually something we're looking for. So in the future, we'll be a company that's on lookout to acquire refractory projects. I'd say historically in Premier, and until we made the deal to acquire Lone Tree, people could point out the fact, oh, they have refractory ore, because McCoy Cove is one of the highest grade undeveloped gold deposits in North America at nearly 11 grams, but it is refractory and we didn't have a facility. So we had no ability to process that unless we were able to get a contract with Nevada Gold Mines. But of the 3 million ounces of production that Nevada Gold Mines produces, I'd say 90% of it is refractory ore. And we acquired our own processing facility for refractory ore. And so that's why we started building McCoy Cove earlier this year. We're developing on ore right now, and our mining at Granite Creek, that's also refractory. And the main reason we acquired Ruby Hill was to get access to the Ruby Deeps deposit, where we've had these really, really strong drill results. And they are refractory. So we acquired it because it's refractory, not because it's not refractory. So we're in a different boat than most people in Nevada. There's only three companies in Nevada, and in fact, I believe three companies in all of the United States that have facilities capable of processing refractory ore, and we are one of those three. So we're in a really unique position in the United States to grow our production in ores that other people can't develop.
Yeah, Ewan, I think it gives you guys a very unique angle in the gold production market and in the development market, able to access deposits that other companies just simply can't process. So it gives you a unique edge. And you brought up Ruby Hill there. Let's talk about some of these results that came out just recently. You've had good results at all of your projects at the drill programs, but these really caught my attention, Ewan. On May 10th, you released at Ruby Hill 7.1 grams per ton gold over 78.6 meters, including 10 grams per ton over essentially 42 meters. Those kind of drill results are stunning, and if a junior explorer or a drill player was to put those out, people would be high-fiving each other, the stock would be up double digits, people would be going crazy. I mean, those are fantastic drill results. So maybe give people an outline of what you're finding at Ruby Hill and that Ruby Hill Deeps area.
Ruby Deeps hasn't been drilled in decades. The discovery was made below the Archimedes pit by Homestake, and Homestake was taken over by Barrick more than 20 years ago. So the deposit was delineated, but 20 years ago, the companies in Nevada didn't have all of the refractory processing facilities. So the preference was to find non-refractory deposits back then. And Ruby Hill was discovered. It had a few drill holes, and it looked really, really good. We believe it has the potential to be the next major Nevada deposit. And those drill results just point to the fact that we believe demonstrate that we were right. And what I point out about that 78.6 meter intercept is that was probably about 90% of true width. So the true width of mineralization is in that zone is approximately 70 meters, or you could think of that as approximately a 25-story building would be the size of the stopes. I don't think we'll be mining big block open stopes that big, but that's the type of material we'll be taking out of there. And it's completely open along strike, and it's actually open to the east where we're drilling right now. And I think it's going to be seen as one of the next major gold districts, the Eureka District, in Nevada as we continue to develop this project.
Well, we'll definitely keep following along. It's some exciting drill results and hopefully a lot more to come. And really, it seems like you're firing on all cylinders at all four projects, at Granite Creek, at Buffalo Mountain, at Ruby Hill, and McCoy Cove. Lots of production growth on tap, lots of exploration on tap. Is there any key news that you want people focused on either front for the company? Let's say for the balance of this year, what's the key takeaways or key milestones you'd like investors focused on as we round out 2022?
Well, I think the key things we like to point out is that we have almost 6.5 million ounces of M&I resources and over 8 million ounces of inferred resources. But we have 50,000 meters of drilling going at both Ruby Hill and Granite Creek. This should see over the next 12 to 18 months some pretty significant increases in our total gold resources. In the Carlin and Battle Mountain trends, we're already number two in terms of gold resources, only second to Nevada Gold Mines. And so we expect to see a lot of news from the drill bit this year. We expect to start the underground drill program at Cove later this year. That's a 40,000-meter underground drill program. And we will be releasing several technical studies, including feasibility studies, on several projects this year, capping it off with the study for the Lone Tree restart project. So there are a ton of catalysts, in my view. And most importantly, we're going to see growing production the second half of this year. And whatever we produce this year, we expect to double it or hopefully more than double that next year. So we're a growing story that I think is producing a lot of very solid, high-grade drill results in the most favorable mining jurisdiction in the world.
Well, Ewan, we'll wrap it up there. A lot for investors to hang their hat on as far as upcoming news from multiple drill programs and production growth. We'll keep following along with i80 Gold to see how things go. And as more news comes out, we'll definitely get you back on the show, Ewan. And appreciate you coming and spending a few minutes with us here at the KE Report to update our audience. Until next time, looking forward to seeing more of those drill results and more growth from i80 Gold.
Thank you very much for having us on again.